Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, March 31st. It is WrestleMania weekend. But first, Maggie, how are you?
Well, Rob, is bikini weather outside and I'm sick. If you ask one of my, like, all of my in real life friends, what is the most Maggie thing ever? And they will all answer, her getting sick in 30 degrees Celsius weather. I hate this. I hate spring. During the spring, people's immunity, immune system, it fails for a bit because it's, you know, it's what immune system does. The fuckers. Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. Okay. The first minute. Jesus. I always get sick in the spring. Today was my first day back at work, and what I found out, everyone's sick. Yay! Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
You know me. Everyone's sick. It's not just me, so that's... I hate you guys, just so it's fine. It's not on me. I'm a bit bummed out, Rob. I don't know if we talked about this, but I was really looking forward to this weekend because I always watch WrestleMania live and everything around it because I love it. I love the experience. I always work. It didn't bother me because, come on, it's only for one weekend. But now I'm sick, and I have to, I have to save my energy in order to go to work. And this sucks. I had such plans for this weekend, and I'm kind of bummed out about it. But I feel like my health is more important, you know. We have a lot to talk about, and you have to do a lot of the talking because I'm coughing all the time.
That's fine. I will do that. I will. Nick Harrison already says, "Wow, language." So. You're already in trouble, Nick.
Hi, Nick. I'm sorry. I know I don't have TikTok, but if I have TikTok someday, please teach me. Mm-hmm. Please don't hate me. Jesus. Also, thank you for tuning in.
Well, I am very excited for this weekend, but we already got a super chat we're going to start off with. Ryan Sullivan says, I expect pyro for this episode since it's Mania.
You can get pyro if you just if I forget to hit the snooze button and I start coughing. We just recorded After Dark with Astrid. I thought I was gonna have a coughing attack.
But you're okay. We're good. We are good. So there she goes right now, coughing. So, guys, WrestleMania prediction show. We have WrestleMania. We have Supercard of Honor. We also have NXT Stand and Deliver predictions.
We also have Super Chats. Please send them because we're poor. Yeah. Can I drink cough syrup on the air?
Sure. Drink whatever. Drink Maker's Mark. Drink Jack Daniels. Drink whatever you got. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're pro alcohol in this show, I guess. Right? That's something... And this is our last show already, so, but.
Hi, Sean.
He's busy, so we're good there.
I know.
Yeah, Cody's pyro budget's supposed to be, really big. And what's funny is, I won't say who reported it, but they said that they were, because it was going to cost too much money, that they were cutting back. Somebody reported that, earlier this week, and then Cody said, there's going to be a lot of pyro, so I love that. But anyways, Maggie, we'll go ahead and start really quick on just we'll just get go through it real quick. AEW Dynamite from Wednesday night. Pretty solid show. What stood out the most for you?
I like the Jungle Boy and MJF standoff. I thought it was pretty good. Of course, Kenny Omega and Jeff Cobb. I'm always fascinated when I see Jeff Cobb wrestle because, Jesus, like what he did last night with Moose, by the way, when he deadlifted him off the ground, I literally gasped. I was like, in my work.
It's impressive.
Jeez, so. I hated the Ruby Soho and Willow Nightingale stuff because I just want this to have a direction. It has no direction right now, and I hate it because every week it's the same thing.
You know, I was thinking, like, real quick on that, something that came to my mind is if they want Jade Cargill, they should... Jade Cargill should put an end to this. Like she should be the one that should put an end to all of this. Like, that's how you can just make her... She's already a star. We know this, but just let her just take care of all of them. Like, that's how they can get rid of this. And that way you get her... I think she'll be even a bigger star when she's a face. And I think it's time to do that. I really do. I think let her be the... let her be the one that comes to the rescue for the originals. That's what I call them, but I don't, that's what I would do. So, we got one more super chat here. Jennifer Griffin, our good friend, says, Maggie, you need a, I thought that said something else. You need a hot toddy to soothe that cough and your throat. Love you both. I thought that said hot daddy.
yes, of course. What's a hot toddy?
I'll let somebody else explain it. It's a drink.
Oh, I thought it was something dirty.
So.
Thank you.
Coughing on the air. There we go. but I think the solid thing, the best thing of the show was Bryan Danielson making his comeback. Bryan Danielson making his return, basically destroying.
I knew it was gonna happen.
It was brilliant. I think it's gonna lead up to Blood and Guts. Obviously, the fact that we're gonna get, it's gonna be good stuff, pal. Once it happens, so Blood and Guts, I think, is gonna feature.
Is Matt injured?
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like, but nobody's really like, other than Sean's, or was it, who was it? Was it Meltzer? Meltzer, I believe. Or was it Sean? I can't remember. There's so much news that this week, I can't remember who reports.
Yeah,
what.
No, we're professionals here, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. But anyways, I think it was Meltzer that said it. But I think he is hurt. And if
so
that's
when is case, that Blood and Guts match happening?
I thought they do it in June, but I mean,
yeah. Are they going to stretch out the women's thing up until June?
I hope not. But they could always do it nothing. Earlier. I mean, that's the thing. Blood and Guts is always.
Yeah, but like two times a year? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? They could do it
maybe
much earlier.
Maybe Stampede for the men.
Yeah. And yeah, you could do it like separate too, I guess. Yeah, he's not doing surgery, so I know he said that. I think, but anyways, was there anything else that stood out before we get into predictions?
Yeah, but not really. It was pretty quiet, like for AEW show, it was pretty decent, but like Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega, like, come on, we're going to get that again. So I'm pretty stoked.
Yes. And I mean, the one thing I saw, like, of course, it's Twitter. So there's of course, some discourse because it's Twitter. A lot of people didn't like the fact that he did that promo a couple weeks ago saying he's going home. Well, you know, the way I look at it is somebody else put it out on Twitter. Like, he did go home. He went back to the Blackpool Combat Club. That's his home. That's the way I think people should look at it. What do you think?
He was also missing for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So
he did go home, yeah. Jerks.
Yeah, what did they want him to do? Go away for 6 weeks, 8 weeks? I mean, come on.
I think that they probably meant that, he's going back to WWE.
No, I hope not, because I don't, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if some people thought that, but that's not even remotely close to happening. He still has year and a half on his contract, probably. I think he said he had 3 years, but who knows. Anyways, should we go ahead and move into predictions?
We can do a quick Rampage preview for tonight.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about Rampage.
like all of us do. Come on,
yeah.
Rob.
Yeah, I know. So tonight on Rampage, Juice Robinson taking on Action Andretti. You got Taya Valkyrie taking on Marina Shafir. The Best Friends, Trent Barretta and Chuck Taylor, taking on the Kings of the Black Throne, Malakai Black and Brody King. And then Sammy Guevara taking on Takeshita. So four solid matches, it sounds like. I'm looking forward to solid matches.
I'm sad that so few people watch Rampage. And granted, they put zero stakes on that show, so they're awesome matches, but like, it's missable.
Yeah, it's gonna be that Best Friend's House of Black match. Just that should be awesome. And then. I like watching Marina Shafir anytime she's on my TV, so that match should rule too. So we got that going on. Should we just go ahead and do Ring of Honor Supercard first?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Let's get that out of the way. So we have we'll just go ahead and do the first match that we have listed here.
Reach for the Sky Ladder match.
Yep. Reach for the Sky Ladder match. Lucha Brothers taking on Top Flight, The Kingdom. And Aussie Open, four-way match, and Rush and Dralistico, or it's five, is it? Yeah, I can't even count. It's a five-way match, isn't it? Three, four, five. Jesus.
Is it a five? I think
it's five. Five. Yeah. Yeah, I just can't.
I have the Lucha Brothers here.
Yeah, really? I think it's going to be your guy, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett.
I'm not going to be pissed off at all about that, because come on, it's the Kingdom. Like, didn't... Yeah. Were they tag champions on Final Battle?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to look, but I believe they were at Final Battle, they were champions. But I think they would be good champions, obviously, to go into it. I mean, deep down, like, I've talked nothing but positive stuff about Top Flight. Those are my boys. I love Top Flight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I've gone to bat for them. I've known them for years. And I want them to win, but I want them to get their first titles in AEW.
They will bring so much to this ladder match. It's going to be absolutely crazy.
Yes.
I can't wait for this match. It's going to be so great. If it opens the show, it's going to be bonkers.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, too. This is one of those matches where the crowd's like, please don't die. Please don't die. This is how I feel about it. And I see, like, some people want Top Flight to win. Obviously, I'm not going to be mad if Top Flight wins. I'd be absolutely, like, happy for him. And Dante and Darius, I would be just over the moon for both of them because they're good people and they deserve it. My preference is for them to just win their first titles in AEW. That's just, but by all means,
I know.
If that's where it goes, that's where it goes. I think they would obviously take it. You know what I mean? They'll be like, hey, this is our chance. Cause you never know what's going to happen. So
absolutely.
I'm starting
yes.
to talk myself into it, but I like what Scott George says here. He says, chasing the Kingdom throughout the summer would be pretty cool. I could see that. That would be actually.
Yes,
pretty good
it is. But like I've seen how, Mark Briscoe and the Lucha Brothers have bonded, and this is why I kind of think that maybe the Lucha Bros get that win. But I've noticed something else, and that's Matt Taven going around with a Jay Briscoe shirt. He's supposed to be a heel. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I didn't really think of that that way, but
it's really nice. I love it so much. Like, come on.
Did you have the chance to watch Ring of Honor?
I do.
Okay.
I did.
So like Jay Lethal last night, he went to Mark, and I did like that. So that was cool. Like he went to Mark and say, forget about our past and stuff. We're all rooting for you. I really enjoyed that. That was cool. And I think that's good. What we call good shit, pal. So
yeah. About Ring of Honor. I'm pretty jealous of you guys for being able to watch Ring of Honor at a reasonable time, because by now you know my schedule. I work every Friday, and which means that I have to watch both Ring of Honor and Impact on my phone while I'm working. And this takes away from my experience so much.
Yeah. No, I can't imagine like doing that. Like it's got to be hard to watch wrestling when you're working. So you miss
it. It sucks so much because I feel like I'm missing out on a lot, and I see people like loving Ring of Honor so much, and I cannot get into it because I'm watching it while I'm working. And I feel like I'm disrespecting Ring of Honor, and that's not what you want at all.
Sure. No, I get that. I completely understand that. So it sounds like you have the Lucha Brothers, and I'm going with the Kingdom, but obviously deep down, I would be perfectly okay with Top Flight winning, you know, so, but I think the Kingdom's going to win this. Our good friend Molly says she wants FTR or not FTR. Oh, she wants
Molly's here.
She wants Top Flight to win. That was good.
It's the best I can do with coughing. Okay.
No, I know it's fine. That it just made me laugh. Ring of Honor World 6-Man Tag Team Championship. The Embassy taking on AR Fox, Blake Christian, and Metalik. These belts are changing hands tonight because I think Brian Cage is leaving the company. What do you think?
I also feel like the championships change hand. I have no idea where Brian Cage is going. I really don't know. But yeah, AR Fox deserves a championship.
Oh, AR Fox deserves one. Blake Christian, he's a hell of a wrestler. I think, I don't know what you got to see last night against his match against Vikingo, but holy hell, that was a fun match. And Metalik's obviously a great wrestler. So, but I think those are your new trios champions, and I'm looking forward to that match too. I think that's going to be pretty good. But I think we're going to have new champions in that one for sure. It would definitely change everything if Brian Cage wins, because that throws everything out the window. So, but I just don't think they're going to win. That's just I think everybody would be wrong because everybody else is picking AR Fox's team. So,
but come on, Blake Christian, the match he had last night with Vikingo. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I loved it, every minute of it. Hiroshi Tanahashi taking on Daniel Garcia. Holy hell, yes. Tanahashi's gonna go over in this, I think. What do you have going on here?
I feel Daniel Garcia will win.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I really do, because like he just lost to Adam Cole. And I feel like he needs a big win, and this will be a big ass win.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I just think Tanahashi goes over. I mean,
I hope he does.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, I mean, I if you would have told me 2 months ago we were going to get Tanahashi versus Daniel Garcia, I would have been like, hell yes. The fact that it just kind of happened out of really nowhere, like it's kind of like a, I think shock factor is not the right word, but it's just more surprising. So you don't get really enough time to let it set in. And the only way, Molly says it too, the way I think it, the only way Garcia wins if there's shenanigans involved. But that's the only way I can see it.
But actually, if he loses this also, it may kind of begin a weird angle with him and Chris Jericho. Because come on, dude, you're winning so much. Come on, like you're losing so much that you're making it, you know, the Jericho Appreciation Society feel bad.
And Supi makes a good point about the Tanahashi match. He beat my Speedball last night. So, I just think it's, I think you just got to go with Tanahashi because Garcia would be fine too. You know, Garcia can take the loss and he'll be okay. I mean, he lost Adam Cole. Nobody's expecting him to beat Adam Cole. So, and nobody's expecting him really to beat Tanahashi. I don't think either.
But like they can play off of the fact that he had a nice match with Speedball last night and that he's, you know, banged up. I know a lot of things didn't happen. I know.
Yeah. Whew. Dove Vikingo versus Commander. Or the Mega Championship. Whew. This match is gonna just F and kill it. Vikingo's gonna go over. He's not gonna lose his belt. But I cannot wait for this match. This card, just looking at each match, I'm just like, holy crap. Holy crap. I cannot wait for this show. I mean, the great thing about this weekend is all the cards look great. So, but who do you got winning this?
Vikingo obviously will retain here. And I'm happy that the world is now more familiar with Vikingo because he like had a really, really wonderful match with Kenny Omega last week on Dynamite. It's hard to say which match of this card will steal the show because they all sound so great, but like I'm really looking forward to this one. Yes, but Vikingo will absolutely retain.
Yeah, it's gonna be absolute fire. Moving on to our next one, we have none other than the Ring of Honor World Television Championship, Samoa Joe, defending his title against Mark Briscoe. This title is changing hands tonight. It is definitely changing hands. And I don't get me wrong, I love Samoa Joe, but you got to go with what's running hot right now, and that's none other than Mark Briscoe. Maggie, do you see it going Samoa Joe's way?
No, he did have fun with Wale Mania. Okay. That was so great. Mark Briscoe will win this one. And this will be the most emotional match ever, I suppose. Because at the end of the match, him lifting the championship and pointing towards the sky. not a dry eye in that whole arena, I'm sure. Yeah, but most emotional match of the night, this will probably take the cake.
Yeah. It will. It'll be great.
It's Samoa Joe match, so it's gonna hump, so come on.
Yeah, it's I agree. You have to let Briscoe go over. You just need to. You know, he's losing his tag title tonight, obviously. So it's just the right thing to do, I think.
Hey, do you think they make new tag team championship designs?
Yes, I do. I do.
I don't know if it was reported or not. I'm just asking.
I think I heard there were multiple titles changed, but we know that there's a new Ring of Honor World Championship. They showed it last night. Claudio showed it. So that was interesting. I was actually surprised they showed it. I would prefer them not to have shown it, Because that kind of just makes me wonder if they're, I don't know, that kind of, that makes me wonder if they're just going to give it off to Eddie Kingston. You know, that kind of makes me wonder, but who knows? I mean, that's not necessarily true. But we'll talk about that match here in a minute. But it sounds like we both have Mark Briscoe winning this one. We move on to the Ring of Honor Pure Championship. Shibata taking on Wheeler Yuta, who's defending his Ring of Honor Pure Championship.
That confrontation that they had last night, Wheeler Yuta just trying to talk and him just slapping the microphone out of his hand.
Yeah, it's
gonna be so great. I cannot wait for this match. Yeah, seriously, it's gonna be so hard hitting. I have absolutely fallen in love with everything that Wheeler Yuta has become, and I'm so grateful for BCC.
Wheeler Yuta's gonna get this victory.
Yes,
he's gonna retain. Do you think we see? This is where I actually think we might see. I think Bryan Danielson's in town for like WrestleCon for autographs and stuff, and I think Moxley's still obviously there. Do you think it's possible we see Blackpool? I keep saying British, but Blackpool Combat Club tonight. Do you think we see Blackpool? Do you think we see Moxley or Danielson help him tonight, or at least attack Shibata after the match?
Attack Shibata after the match, yes, but not help him.
Okay.
No. Like they're heels, but like they've never done that. Like they've never cheated.
That's what I thought too. Like yeah, they haven't cheated to win. Well, in a tag match, didn't they do that?
Well, you know what type of cheating I meant.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, British is the better third option. Yeah, true. You're on mute.
Hangman said the other thing on.
Yeah, I know he did. And
yeah. It was so great.
So we both have Wheeler winning this. Moving on to the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship, Athena taking on Yuka Sakazaki.
Yuka Sakazaki.
Yeah, I got it. There we go. You did it. Perfect. Thank you. Athena's going over.
Oh, yes. But I cannot wait for this match.
Yeah.
So much.
Gonna hump.
Yeah. Like, I always wanted to see Yuka Sakazaki's badass side, and I'm gonna see it tonight.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
It is going to be on like Donkey Kong. It's going to be fantastic. Main event, Claudio defending his title against Eddie Kingston. Is Eddie Kingston going to reach his destiny and win the Ring of Honor World Championship?
Rob, I have no idea.
This one is very...
I have no idea what route they're taking. It's so weird. I'm having anxiety about this match.
This one I'm like very, very curious about to see what
I'm torn. I'm torn.
Because this one's tough, but I think I'm going with Eddie Kingston. I'm torn, but I think this is the way you go. I think you go with Eddie Kingston. But this is the hardest match for me to choose from.
Yeah. I know.
Let us know in chat what you guys think. I'm going with Eddie Kingston, but it would not obviously shock me if they let Claudio keep the title here.
No, it's not about shock at all. Claudio Castagnoli is that amazingly good. And I feel like this Ring of Honor championship in this era of Ring of Honor, it was made for him.
Yeah.
Seriously. But we have yet to see what Eddie Kingston is with a title.
True.
And I feel like this is his time. This is his way to prove that he can.
Yeah.
So maybe Eddie. But I honestly have no idea either way, I will be really happy because this is the other emotional match. Because I feel like every Eddie Kingston match is emotional because he makes it such. I can't wait for this because those are two ridiculously different types of wrestling colliding, and it's gonna be interesting, and I can't wait for this match. This whole card, Jesus fuck, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's, are you surprised? Like, are you excited for WrestleMania weekend? There's Super Card of Honor, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, exactly. It's just, this whole card just is outstanding. Tony Khan did a great job booking it, obviously. Which,
absolutely great job.
Stop me if you've heard that before. But yeah, hell of a card booked. It's going to be good times. So, well, before we go into our our WWE predictions, let's go ahead and do one thing really quick here. Let's get this one out here right now. Where'd it go? Lost it. Jesus. Our first Cooper effect.
Oh, I thought you were
gonna... Yeah, no, it's our first day.
No, it's not. I'm just really trying not to talk. I'm coughing so much that my head is hurting. Okay? It's hurting so much. But guys, ever since we started doing the show with Rob, we never ever dreamed to get that really wonderful, amazing, and outstanding audience that we've gotten. Thank you. I'm sorry. So this, while I'm coughing my lungs out, let me just say that this week's Cooper Effect, our first Cooper Effect this week, is you people. You wonderful ass people who are always so supportive and so wonderful, and you're in the chat. And if you're even not in the chat and we have no idea that you exist, thank you so much for giving us your time. We appreciate this so much because we are new to this. And we learn from you guys and we listen to you and we want to hear what you guys want to say. And thank you for being here every week, even if we're feeling a bit under the weather like I am. And I'm probably I want to say so much more, but I'm trying to breathe. So I'm going to let Rob talk for a while now. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, not a problem. Yeah, we decided early last week or late last week that we wanted to do our Cooper Effect on you guys because obviously without you, we don't get to do this. And you guys mean the world to us because we love what we do. Like, we absolutely love it. This is... like, I've never shied away from my mental health, and I go to therapy once a week because that's how, like, where I'm at in my place, I have to go every week. But I will say this, this is better than therapy for me. Like, doing this is better than therapy because I get to talk wrestling with Maggie, and I get to talk wrestling to the people in our chat who have become friends of mine, and like Maggie's, and Maggie knew a lot of them before we even started this show. And before I get emotional, I can't thank you guys enough. And the fact that Sean and Jeremy and gave us a platform to do this means everything to us. And we know this is an exciting weekend, so we wanted to say thank you to everybody out there because I honestly don't freaking know what I would be doing without this show. Like, it's what I look forward to I look forward to it every day. I mean, I know some people like it's just a podcast. Well, it's more than a podcast to me. It's like I said, it's my therapy. Like, I have no issues like when I do this show. And that's just my way of saying thank you guys. So thank you very much. And I'll stop the sappy crap and we'll move on to predictions.
Yeah, we're not that kind of sap here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not Sean Ross sappy here. I got nothing right now, but we're moving on.
happy.
Yeah. NXT Stand and Deliver predictions. April 1st, tomorrow, April Fool's Day.
Denise held the pre-show.
Yes, Denise Salcedo, our guest last week from Coexisting After Dark, is on the pre-show tomorrow. How about that? That is awesome. That is unbelievable.
How about that? She was on Coexisting After Dark, and there she is.
Yeah.
We starlighted her into
She's been on there before, but they're like, you know what? She made it back on there. We need to take her before she commits to being back on their show. So let's just take her. So, yeah,
we're so happy for Denise. Denise is so awesome and she's so natural at this. Yep. We appreciate her.
Yes, absolutely. So
what the fuck is that? Why do I keep dropping my Jesus? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm so professional this week.
It's all good in the hood. So that threw me off. I got to say that completely threw me off.
I keep dropping this. No problem. I always play with this because otherwise I'll just start playing with the cord for my microphone and you always give me crap.
Hey, I'm always playing with it too, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Soupy sent us a super chat. Thank you, Soupy, to the coexisters in chat. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. That's our PR guy too, by the way.
That's our PR Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you.
PR Mark. There we go. That's a good name.
Yeah. PR Mark. Oh, yes. Jesus.
Are you ready? Here we go. Chase University. This is Andre Chase, Duke Hudson, Thea Hell, along with your guy, Tyler Bate, taking on Schism with Joe Gacy, Reed, and Rip Fowler, along with Ava Rain. There's no way in hell they let ever Rain lose her first match on TV.
It's not TV.
Or, well, on screen. They're just not going to let.
It's play.
Yeah.
So this means that Tyler Bate is losing his match.
Well, he's not going to lose by pin, so it'll be Thea Hell. So
I don't care. I'm so mad. Because, come on, like, we've talked about this on the show. I love Chase U because it's goofy, but, like, I love Tyler Bate so much, but like when you put these two together, they don't. No, yeah. No, please stop. So probably Schism wins.
What did I say? Schism?
Yeah, you said Schism.
I do it every damn time.
This is a lose-lose situation. I have no idea why this match is even happening, but it's over control of Chase U.
I gotta remember that Schism. I just need to. I'll eventually remember it every damn time I say it just like
I know,
that.
I know. It's like Chris Mueller.
Hey, I've at least got that fixed for now.
Yeah, I know.
It's like
hi, I said hi, Chris.
It's like Anchorman. Chris. Like just
I know.
It's the teleprompter. Just but
yes, thank you, Jen. So we must not forget this is over control of Chase U. Whoever wins this match gets control over Chase U. This is weird. So I don't know. Maybe Chase U wins.
Yeah, I know. Like that's the thing. Like it's part of me wants him to win because I love.
I have Chase U. I don't care. I have Chase U. And I will never root against Tyler Bate, even if I know he's gonna lose. I'm gonna root for him.
I know. Like that's the thing. I don't want Tyler Bate to lose, but I just can't see them letting. The Rock's daughter lose her first match.
Tyler Bate.
That's just me. Let us know what you guys think in chat. Who you got winning here?
Yes.
Moving on, NXT Tag Team Championship. Gallus taking on the Creed Brothers versus the D'Angelo family in a triple threat or three-way match.
This is a weird one. I really want Gallus to continue their reign as tag team champions, but I would also like to see Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stax Lorenzo hold those tag team championships. But I'll tell you what. I have not forgotten about Dijak. They still haven't shown us what Dijak and Channing Stax Lorenzo talk. Like, they never showed us what happened in that dark room. Yeah. Ever. Sorry. So I feel like at some point Stax is gonna turn on Tony D'Angelo. And I'm not, yeah, and I'm not ready for that at all, because they're so great together and their skits are so funny. They're one of, you know, the amusing things on current era of NXT. But Gallus will retain here, I would like to think.
All right. Yeah, I think I was thinking the Creed brothers the whole time, but yeah, I think Gallus retains. It's one of
just
those
FYI, things... I will not be mad if the Creed brothers win, because they're like,
yeah.
What are you gonna do with them if they don't win? Like, what? They're the best damn tag team on that roster,
yeah,
by far. If we're not counting Gallus, come on.
Correct.
Gallus boys, always NXT UK for life.
Full life. Yeah. NXT Women's Tag Team Championship, Fallon Henley.
I don't care, Ole. Please.
I know. Okay. We're both going with the same one here.
Let me do the trick. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. So Fallon Henley and Kiana James taking on Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn. Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn is getting this victory because whatever is going
on. Because why not? They're going to break up Fallon Henley and Kiana James. They had the opportunity to make this so, like, so poppery and so amazing and so entertaining, but like they running into the ground, and I'm kind of pissed off at them.
Yeah. No, exactly. This one's going to be absolute fire. NXT North American Championship. Wesley defending his title in a ladder match against Dragon Lee, JD McDonough, Ilya Dragunov, Axiom. Whew. I want Dragunov to win, but
I sure as hell hope that JD McDonough doesn't win. This is the one thing. I don't have a prediction for this match. Just please don't put it on JD McDonough.
Yeah, I either have... Well, I want Dragunov to win, but I think they're going to go with Dragon Lee. I think.
Oh, okay, his first match? Are you kidding?
Yeah,
seriously?
I do.
Ha! Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just how I roll.
Yeah. Okay, I... Just to be clear.
Oh, it's not a ladder match. That's right. It's not a ladder match.
It's not a ladder match. No, yeah. The ladder match is for the women.
Yep. I realize that. Well, thanks, Sean.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a ladder
match. It should be a ladder match, is what I was thinking.
It screams a ladder match.
It does.
Yes. But no, I feel like Wesley will retain here.
Really?
I would absolutely love it if Ilya Dragunov won, because this is a man who needs a title. You cannot be serious. Like, he cannot be on your roster and not possess at least one title. Come on. And he makes every match a wonderful match, because I think I've said this before on air. I'm absolutely terrified of watching Ilya Dragunov matches, and I would be terrified if I was the referee in that match, because he's absolutely so fucking emotional every time that I just imagine me and just losing my shit because he made me so emotional. I don't know. I would love it if he won, but I feel like Wesley will retain here.
Okay. Gotcha. But I still think it should be a ladder match. Unsanctioned match between Grayson Waller and Johnny Gargano.
Gargano.
Another lose-lose situation here. I don't give a crap. Whoever wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's... I feel like it's an unsanctioned match, so does it count?
No.
It doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
So Grayson Waller wins.
Likely. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me just make a quick prediction here before we talk about WrestleMania, because this has been sitting in my head a lot. Spoiler alert, Sami Zayn and KO win the titles. And do you know who beats them for those titles?
I'm thinking you're gonna probably say Johnny and
DIY.
Yeah.
A newly reformed DIY win, and after the match, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn recreate what happened to DIY after that takeover. Kevin Owens turns on Sami Zayn in the exact same way that Tommaso Ciampa did to Johnny Gargano.
Okay. I definitely see DIY getting back together. The one thing that I could see happening, like for Johnny to maybe get this victory, is if the fight like somehow goes backstage or something, and maybe Shawn Michaels super
kick. And Shawn Michaels starts.
Yeah, I could see Shawn Michaels hitting a super kick or something. That I could see. Like that I could absolutely see.
And that's this would be amazing, by the way, because this is the only way that this will actually be an exciting match. Yeah, because I so much don't care about this.
Yeah, and that's how you can actually somewhat protect. I mean, that's going to sound weird, but that's how you can somewhat protect Grayson too.
I feel like there's no way of protecting Grayson anymore, but like there you go.
Yeah.
But I feel you, yeah.
But I mean, that's the other thing, that KO Sami Zayn run, that's going to be that they're going to have that run for a while, I think. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Of course.
Ladder match. This one I got right. Ladder match for the NXT US Championship. Yeah. Roxanne taking on Zoe Stark, Gigi Dolin, Tiffany Stratton, Lila, I can't talk anymore. Lyra Valkyrie and Indy Hartwell.
I'm going to say one thing right out of the gate. I can't wait to see what Tiffany Stratton does in the ladder match. She has gotten so good in the little amount of time that she has been on television. There's nothing that she cannot pull off. I cannot wait for this match. Even though it makes zero sense at all. Like, why strip Roxanne of the title if she's going to come back and be in the match either way?
Yeah.
And if she was injured to begin with, and they had to do that angle after the match she had with Meiko Satomura. If she was injured either way, why put her in a 30-minute match with Meiko Satomura to begin with?
Yeah. True. I mean, she's
like this makes zero sense. The match is going to be so awesome, by the way. I cannot wait. Women doing their thing is so great. Women in ladder matches, come on, please. And have in mind that all of these women are young talent.
Uh-huh.
And this is so great. This is the women's showcase that I want. Not that stupid tag team showcase that no one wants, like at all. This is the showcase for the women, for the young women, for the weekend. This one right here. And it's going to hump so much.
Yeah.
I have no idea who wins, by the way. Probably. Is Roxanne Perez getting called up?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay. So she retains that.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yep. I think. Yeah. I mean, if she doesn't win, I think Gigi is going to get the victory. But it wouldn't surprise. If she doesn't
win, I feel like Zoe Stark has to win this.
Yeah.
Because like she's proven herself to be so good in the ring. Hasn't Indy Hartwell had any interaction with Johnny Gargano?
No.
No, I ask why.
No, they they just they're going away. I don't know. I honestly can't answer that.
I thought this was the way.
You would think so.
Come on, like Pedro Pascal will come and kick your asses.
Yeah, I'd be they just haven't mentioned it. I don't know why. You would think they should have at least.
You would think, yes. But yeah, if not Roxanne Perez, I would like to see Zoe Stark because she deserves it. Gigi and so nice saying Gigi. So great. Tiffany Stratton, I feel like she should have her own moment one-on-one with Roxanne, and then she eventually will win the title.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless they want to protect Roxanne and just Tiffany wins the match because she doesn't need to get pinned. That's the thing. But I can't wait for this match. It's going to be so great.
Yeah. Moving on to the main event. NXT Championship. Carmelo Hayes challenging.
Get in there.
Carmelo Hayes needs to win this title.
This is Carmelo Hayes' time. Please put an end to this awkward title reign that Bron Breakker has had. Enough already. Come on. Carmelo Hayes is the man. He is the guy. He is him, okay? He's always been the person to dethrone Bron Breakker, in my eyes. He's always been that person. And I can't wait to see what a title reign he has. Fucking yes. Oh my God, his matches against Ilya Dragunov will be so, so amazing.
Yeah. Melo has to win. You have to give the victory to Melo.
Yeah.
Otherwise, kind of like the John Cena sign at ECW One Night Stand, we riot.
Yeah.
So. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it has to be. NXT.
I butchered that so much. I'm sorry, guys.
It's all good. NXT Stand and Deliver. There you go. So that's our predictions. Before we get into WrestleMania predictions, here is tonight's SmackDown preview. You have the match between a WrestleMania showcase. They have Raquel Rodriguez and Natalya taking on Shayna Baszler and Sonya Deville. Or it's a four-way match. I'm sorry, not a tag team match. So it's a fatal four-way match. So there's that. I think I think Shayna has to go over here, but that's just my opinion.
She has to, but like...
Yeah, will they? No, they'll probably... I mean, I could see Raquel going over, too.
I know.
We have Drew McIntyre and Sheamus taking on Imperium of Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni.
This is such a money match. Like, how can you have that on free television?
Yeah. And then the Andre the Giant Battle Royal... tonight.
Is it one or are they just making the for the men's and no women?
Yeah, just the men's.
Sure, of course. Yep.
So
what was I thinking?
Yeah.
And then we have Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns face to face for the final time.
Correct. Final meetup before Mania.
See.
So there's that. So as we move on, here we go for the WrestleMania predictions now, as you've all been waiting for. So we know John Cena and Grayson Waller are starting the show off. Or not, excuse me, Jesus Christ. I was looking at a picture of Grayson Waller when I said that. John Cena versus Theory. Jesus. I would actually prefer Grayson Waller, but no. I'm kidding, no, I don't. I would prefer Theory. Jesus, I can't believe it.
Imagine if this is the WrestleMania match for next year. I'm going to be so pissed off at you.
I'm pissed off at myself already, so that's great. John Cena versus Theory. I want Cena to win so bad, but the fact that it's on night one,
Are they opening up with this match? Are they opening the show with this match?
Yes, it is.
So confirmed. Cena has to win.
I hope so. I think so. That's who I'm predicting.
Everyone, what do you mean you hope so? All of Twitter is saying that John Cena will put over Theory here. Everyone on Twitter is saying that. If this match is opening or closing the night, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It just depends. Like, my thing
Cena
is
Cena has to win this match if they're opening or closing the night.
Yeah. This is my thing.
Bottom line.
This is my thing. Well, Cena's opening. It's confirmed. WWE confirmed it yesterday.
So Cena has to win. Imagine they open up the show. Yeah, fuck yeah, WrestleMania. And then Theory wins and everyone's leaving.
Well, my thing is I want to see Cena win because I want to see an open challenge match on Monday is what I want. But one thing that I haven't seen anybody say is what if Cena beats him quick and he does like an open challenge like right away?
Yeah, yes, I'm still pumped. Are you guys still pumped? And everyone,
yeah, something like that. Like I mean, that would be interesting.
Yeah, and but like if that happens, there's no way that Bron Breakker is the one to open to answer that challenge because he just lost a match.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me though.
If they okay, I've shared with you the thing that I want to happen here. John Cena wins, and then the next Raw after WrestleMania, he comes and says blah blah blah, blah, and then we hear ladies and gentlemen from Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman introduces Rex Steiner. Yeah. Because exactly as Cody Rhodes predicted and said, Paul Heyman will leave Roman because he has no use for him anymore. And then after that, he comes back with Rex Steiner. And Rex Steiner beats John Cena for that championship.
Yeah, that's true. And that's the other thing that I thought of. If they did a squash to Theory, that would absolutely destroy him, so I don't think that's the way to go. That's just kind of the way I could see it. That's the Vince McMahon booking that comes to mind.
Because that's I know Vince we're all on edge because of Vince, I know, but like breathe, also Hydra.
So but yeah, even like Wilma says that like Theory would be good as done, so but
mm-hmm, absolutely
I know a lot of people want that option too.
This was my first hope for Jay White to come and answer the challenge. Yes, of course. But then it dawned on me. Do people know who Jay White is?
The most of the Raw audience, no. Okay. We'll talk about the Raw after we get our WrestleMania predictions done. But moving on from the Cena Theory match, we will go to Bianca Belair versus Asuka. We don't know what match is going to main event, so we're just going to go in the order that we have them listed here for night one.
This match is going to be so great, but I don't care for it about it right now because it has zero build. The moment they are both in the ring and that bell rings, I'm going to be so pumped because it's Bianca and Asuka. You just cannot go wrong there. But I'm just not, oh my God, it's Bianca and Asuka. I feel like I should be, but like they've done nothing to hype up this match. The thing is, I have no idea who wins here. I kind of want Bianca Belair to continue to be Miss WrestleMania, continue her streak, because it's a good ass streak, because like no one has in modern, like I don't know if anyone has ever won 3 in a row recently. I do not have the stats. if someone in the chat does, please share. But it's Asuka, and it's the new Asuka. If you don't have her win there's no coming back from this because she lost so much before she went away for a bit and then came back at the Rumble. She lost a lot. And now that they rebuilt her, I feel like you should give her the title.
Roman Reigns has a streak going, so.
Fuck that! except for Roman, like,
okay.
Fuck.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know. Here.
That's a given, come on.
Well, you asked, and I'm...
I know. So I'm kind of torn here. I always say that I want Bianca Belair to retire at 50 with that belt. No one beating her for it. I still stand behind that. But it's Asuka, and I feel like... I don't know what you do with Asuka if she doesn't win here. That's the thing.
Sure. Well, yeah, I have Bianca winning here. Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul.
This match will steal the show, Rob. As much as I don't want to. I love Seth. And Seth and Logan are going to have a killer of a match. I'll be the first one to admit that. But now we've seen what Logan Paul can do in the ring. Apart from everything that we think he does or like thinks and stands for outside of the ring, probably match of the night. Probably match of the night. Seth, please. Seth goes over. If Logan Paul wins, I'm going to smash my TV. No.
When's the last time Seth Rollins has won a match at WrestleMania?
Never.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm afraid of, because I want Seth Rollins to win so damn bad, but it's WrestleMania. Almost all celebrities go over at WrestleMania.
No. Like I remember us having this conversation about Sami Zayn and
Johnny Knoxville.
Yes, thank you. And of course, Sami Zayn's gonna win this match. Come on, and then Johnny Knoxville won.
Yeah.
No, please. No. Like, Seth, like, there's no coming back from this.
Well, the other thing, too, is this Logan Paul's contract's supposedly up after this show. If they're trying to re-sign him, I don't know how he looks at it, and I don't know how WWE looks at it, but...
I don't care. You cannot make Seth lose to Logan Paul after...
He needs to win.
After losing each and every match he's had with Cody. You cannot do that to Seth.
Yeah.
I will riot so much. No. No. Please, no. For the love of God, no. Please, Seth has to win, okay? Like, I will have a mental conversation with baby Seth. You know my action figure?
Yes. Yep, I do. Baby Seth. I didn't know you named baby him Baby Seth. Seth. But that,
it's
that
Baby makes... Seth, yeah.
Okay, no, that makes sense. That's okay. I just didn't know that's what you named him. You're right. Seth Rollins, I want to win. I think he needs to win. He should win. I see in chat people want him to win. They do.
I miss AJ Styles. We're going to have a WrestleMania without AJ Styles.
The other thing, too, is they just... You need the guy to win because he's on Raw every week, you know? He's there. So you need, like...
He's been on Raw. He's been carrying Raw for a while now because there's no fucking title on that show.
Yeah. I just want that. I just want him to win. Just let him win, for the love of God. Ugh, this match makes me... I shouldn't say nervous. It doesn't make
me nervous. It makes me nervous. So. It makes me nervous.
Trish Stratus, Lita, Becky Lynch taking on Damage Controls, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. This match is very interesting to me because I'm curious to see what direction they go. I think Damage Control should get this win. because
Rob, we say this every time we talk about damage control.
I know.
We always say damage control needs to win because they need a win. It definitely didn't help their case when Becky, holding a live microphone, said, "You did nothing."
Yeah.
She spitting facts, by the way.
Oh,
no
yeah.
cap. No cap. Thank That's you.
That means lie. That means lie.
That means lie. Thank you, AJ. We say that. No cap.
That means lie.
That's, I'm gonna do that every time. That's just the hard truth. And she's right, and she shouldn't be right. And I hate this match because this has been going on for what I feel like 3 years without anything happening. Because Becky wins each and every time. Why are they still here? Why? And like having Trish and Lita into this mix doesn't make me more excited about it. If Trish, Lita, and Becky win, what happens with those titles? They have women's tag team championships, and they're doing nothing with them. Yeah. Just combine the fucking titles with the NXT ones, because at this point, it they mean nothing.
Yeah.
What is happening? And like, do you imagine the type of matches that we can get on NXT if Lita goes to NXT with Becky to defend those titles? Do you know what they will do for that NXT women's roster?
For everybody.
Do you know what this would mean to them?
Yeah.
This could possibly kickstart an amazing career for two of those women in NXT. Can you imagine? You can make their dreams come true out of that. Just combine those titles, please. Please. Like, it's like making some, you know, it's Weekend at Bernie's, making some dead corpse dance for you. This is the women's tag team division in WWE. Come on, bury it. And like, bury it, say goodbye, and then just build it up from the ground up.
Yeah.
It's dead. Come on. It was never alive to begin with. But like, come on, like, you, it's not taken seriously at this point. And I did not think that I would rant so much about this without coughing. Like, this is how serious and pissed off I am at this whole situation. I did not see this coming. This is okay. You talk now.
Okay. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I know I said damage control, but and I still think that as my dog goes nuts upstairs. I think Trish Stratus is going to turn on Becky. My question is how do you do this with them still being the tag team champs? Because does Lita, what does Lita do? I mean,
Lita, what does Lita do? Exactly.
Like, she's not going to, is she going to turn on Lita too? I mean, that'd be kind of weird.
And Lita, I never liked you anyway.
Yeah. See, that'd just be too weird. Cause I don't know how they're going to do this, but, I know Becky a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, when she had an interview, she said something about wrestling twice this weekend. Now, if they end up wrestling, like defending those titles on night two, after,
yeah, this, then this, I could this see thing. then, but like, first of all, Trish, Lita, and Becky obviously will win. And then on night two, she defends those championships.
Yeah.
What I would like, by the way, if it turns out that after this match, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn come out and say, "Well, we just won those really nice tag team championships. Do you want to, you know, kind of maybe combine them?"
Well, that's a dream, but WWE is not going to smart enough to do that.
Yeah, I know. But maybe kind of that's the way. Uh-huh, I like
Yeah. all right. So
I like to do the cha-cha like a sissy girl.
So we have Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this so much. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to Brock Lesnar like jumping all around Omos, because this was funny on Raw this week. Quick squash, I hope, and Brock wins.
Yeah. I want Brock to win. This is what I want. I want Brock to win, and then after the match, I want Hurt Business to reunite. I want Lashley to go out there. I want Lashley to go out there. I want obviously Cedric and
Shelton Benjamin.
Thank you. Yeah, Shelton out there, and then Omos out there, and then I just want them to beat the holy hell out of Brock Lesnar. That's what I want. That's what I want to happen. But
give him what I want.
Otherwise, Omos winning after Lashley interference would make sense too.
No.
But I mean, I'm just saying, if it's Hurt Business, you know, that's
Brock Lesnar cannot lose to Omos. Omos. Like he calls him. He doesn't even know his name.
Yeah.
I know you want to watch the world burn, but like, come on.
I want Lesnar to win. It's just,
I don't want this match to happen. This is what I want.
Yeah, I know.
it's taking away of like matches that could have happened.
There's rumors that he is, but you know, that's the thing. Money talks for Brock. I mean, if WWE says, well, we know you want to quit, but here's an extra million, you know, 2 million, like whatever it takes. That's Brock Lesnar's a smart man. So WWE Women's or SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley.
It's Rhea's time. If Rhea loses this match, I will be so pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you making your sour face?
Because I thought we had the matches like in order, but I don't think I ever fixed it. So that's my bad. I think I have night ones and two like mixed up here. I don't know. Or they never changed like in our system. So I think it's okay. We're just doing every match, so it doesn't matter. That's all. It's fine. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Rhea Ripley. Come on.
Yeah.
Remember Triple H said that everything, you know, everything will fall into place when Charlotte beat her.
Yeah, 3 years later.
Three years ago.
That's like the SpongeBob like meme comes up moments later. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be one hell of a match, by the way. Rhea is so, so great in the ring. There's no one like her. And this, I know why people wanted this to main event, actually, the show. It will be kind of forced because I know that I'm all for women main eventing WrestleMania. Of course. But the hype isn't there. The hype is there for the Usos and Sami and KO. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. I would be okay if this main event, I will be, because I am so incredibly in love with the last NXT of the year where Rhea Ripley won that championship in NXT in 2019. Like the entire NXT roster, like coming out and like lifting her up, and she like she had, you know, the dislocated shoulder or something, I remember, and she just lifting that championship over her head and like having the time of her life. This is imprinted in my brain, And I want this again because that's the badass Rhea Ripley that we got. And Rhea Ripley has been carrying Raw for quite some time. And Judgment Day, by far. She is the most important thing in Judgment Day. And I just want to see her on top once again. Because her Raw Women's Championship didn't do the trick because she won it off of Asuka. And their match was so awkward. Do you remember the 2021 WrestleMania?
Yeah.
It was so awkward, and this was so bizarre to me because it's Asuka and Rhea Ripley, two amazing wrestlers, but like they just didn't have that chemistry.
Correct.
Yeah, and I kind of want this to be a double atoning for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So because we did get night one, like some of the matches mixed up. So night one, another match for night one is obviously the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. The Usos taking on Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Of course.
I have Rhea Ripley winning, by the way. But yeah. This one, obviously, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. I mean.
Talk about emotions.
Yeah.
Just, it all comes to a close at WrestleMania. They've built towards this. WrestleZania, by the way. I love the shirt. They tried to recreate the moment of, you know, Sami Zayn holding the Honorary Us t-shirt. I keep dropping this. I hate this. It's good. I can't wait. I just want to rewatch Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn hugging each other. Like, that's so... I love when men show emotion. that's it.
Yeah. Sammy gets the title and KO gets to be a Grand Slam champion. So there you go.
Jesus.
Another match for night one. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio.
I'm actually excited about this match because of the single time that Rey Mysterio hit his son.
Yeah.
You don't disrespect your mother like that. And I'm like, fuck, yes, yes, fucking beat the ever-living shit out of that guy. Please.
Yeah.
I wish Eddie was my dad anyway. Jesus.
Dominic's going to get this win here.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Does Rey Mysterio remove his mask and give it to his son after the match?
Ooh, that's a good point, but no, I don't think so, because he said he's not ready to retire.
Okay.
So, and then the last match that I show for night one is Braun Strowman, Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy and versus the Viking Raiders. I want the Street Profits to win, but...
This is a showcase for the Street Profits. The world needs to fall in love with the Street Profits. This is a great way for, because like there are going to be casuals watching WrestleMania, a lot of them, and them being introduced to Street Profits is an excellent way to get them behind. Street Profits win.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll go through night one real quick because it was kind of mixed up here. Night one, Austin Theory versus John Cena, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley, the Usos versus Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Becky Lynch, Lita, Trish Stratus versus Damage Control, Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic, Braun Strowman versus Ricochet, Street Profits, Alpha Academy versus Viking Raiders. So that's night one. We move over to night two, and we have the
big meaty man slapping me.
Well, I was going to go with the other Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya, Shotzi, Ronda, Shayna versus Sonya and
I walked right Chelsea into Green. That one.
Yeah. So, I think Ronda and Shayna is going to win, but
they're the only legitimate tag team in there.
I want
the only one.
Yeah, the thing is I want
Like, I love Chelsea Green's character. I absolutely just love it. But
she's so great.
Yeah, that's who I want to win, but I think Ronda and Shayna win.
Ronda and Shayna. It makes sense. And in her, like, in her character, Chelsea Green has to lose all the time. It's in her character. She just needs to complain all the time.
Yeah. No, you're right. It makes perfect sense. So we don't have too much time, so we're just going to, we're going to still talk about each match, but that one we can kind of move on from. Brock Lesnar versus Omos. We already touched on that one. We both have Brock Lesnar winning this.
Yes.
Yeah, we both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell in a Cell, Edge versus Demon Balor.
Demon Balor. They need to make good on Finn Balor for what they did with the Demon against Roman Reigns.
Correct.
Yes.
And they need to end this freaking feud for the love of God.
Fucking end it already. And the Demon always needs to win, in my book.
Yep.
Because he's just so badass. I'm excited to see the music he comes to.
Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't think of that either. But I hope it's his... I hope it's his regular or his demon music.
Regular.
Well, the music.
I know what you meant. The demon thing. Yeah. I know.
So I got Finn winning this, but
Finn. I hope Finn. But like, they can. I can easily see them giving this to Edge. But like, what do you do with Finn Balor? This is a constant question that I ask tonight. What do you do with this person if they lose?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that here in a second too, because I have I'll tell you my dream scenario here in a few minutes. But if Edge wins, but I have Finn Balor winning the Intercontinental Championship.
Do you see him challenging Cody after that?
Not necessarily Cody, but I'll touch base to that.
Okay.
The Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus
Big Bitty Man Slap
Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus. I know a lot of people want Sheamus to get this victory so he can have his Intercontinental title. I just don't see them taking this title off of Gunther.
Okay, this is the thing. In my heart, I will always think that Sheamus has to be the one to dethrone Gunther. Solely because of that match that they had in the Sandcastle pay-per-view.
Okay.
You cannot teach people to be this excited and in love with Sheamus.
Yeah. Well, yes. This is, I think Maggie wins this match.
I hope that we all win this match.
Yes. In
I'm looking forward to this match so much this week. Sean keeps ranting about Gunther beating Honky Tonk's Intercontinental Championship reign. But in my heart, I will always root for Sheamus. He's so underrated, so much. And I will never take for granted Sheamus in the ring ever again. Ever.
Okay.
But I feel like Gunther retains.
Okay, so Gunther retains. Main event, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Is it time? Is it now? I think it is. Cody Rhodes gets the victory. And
come on.
Cody Rhodes is going to get the victory along with his pyro. And then we're going to see Roman Reigns take a break.
Yes. I am so ready for this to be over. And by this, I mean Roman Reigns' reign. I want those championships split. I want a new design because I fucking hate that belt. I barf each and every time. They're all the same. The women's and the men's are all the same. It's a $1 billion company. They can hire amazing people who know their craft and know their job and understand the business. They can hire them to make a kick-ass fucking amazing belt, yet they choose not to because whatever reason. They can still give and send those types of championships to NFL winners. They're like, I know that this is the big thing that you have over the States. I don't give a crap about that. But fucking give us new title belt designs. Fucking barf every time I see that.
Yeah.
Seriously. The only thing these belts are good for is Seth Rollins, like, spinning them in like on top of his head. These are the only things that they're good for. I fucking hate them. I wish they would die in a fire.
All right.
Possibly by Cody Rhodes' pyro. All
right.
Fucking new belt designs. Fuck.
All right. So, surprises. Monday Night Raw. What do you think we got going on? The
Rex Steiner, most probably. I would hope for Jay White. And I... in my heart, AJ Styles, please. I have no idea if he's okay or not. I don't know, but please.
All right. So my thoughts on this. We see Cameron Grimes return. He'll be up. He'll wrestle somebody and win. So he'll be there. If Braun, I think we could see Braun. I do. So I think Braun shows up. If he faces Cena, that's cool. This is what I want to happen. This is what I want the last segment to be. Not a main event match, but this is what I want the segment to be. And this is fantasy booking, okay? Because I doubt this will happen because it'd be too good to be true for me. But this is what I want the last segment to be. I want Cody Rhodes to be out there celebrating. And I've talked about this before. I want Cody Rhodes to be out there celebrating his title win. And I kind of want... well, not kind of. This is what I want because I think it would be freaking huge. I want the lights to go out. And I want the lights to come back on. And I want Gallows, Anderson, Styles, Jay White in the ring, and I want them to beat the holy hell out of Cody Rhodes. That way you can fix everything with AJ Styles and he's already back in title contention. Like, you don't have to worry about anything. You just go that route right away. He's already title guy, title ready. He's just there. You know, that's, am I dreaming? Yes. Because the chances of them doing that are extremely low, but that's what I want.
The thing is that I don't feel like they have I don't feel like they have that much faith in the New Japan guy to give him the main event.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying main event. Like, I'm just saying part of that thing where, like, the crowd just goes apeshit. That's what they want. And if you see Cody Rhodes getting beat down by these guys, that would be huge.
At the end of WrestleMania or Raw?
Raw. That's where I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
Gallows and Anderson are in that Andre the Giant Battle Royal, by the way.
Sorry, who's that?
Gallows and Anderson
are in... yeah.
Are in the battle of Andre Battle Royal, not in the showcase,
yeah,
but in the Battle Royal,
yeah. Oh well, but that's what I want to happen. So do you think we see any new female talent caught up on Raw
from NXT? No, yeah. Hell no, they're not ready.
Okay, well, I just wanted to...
if they call up Roxanne Perez, sure.
This is something I could definitely see if he's ready to go. But that's the thing. I don't know if he's ready to wrestle yet. I know there's talk that he'll be there, but I don't know if he's, like, in-ring ready.
He can just be there.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's our WrestleMania predictions.
Guys, right before we did the show. We recorded Coexisting After Dark with Astrid, please, at 5 p.m. today. You can subscribe to Fightful Select and catch our wonderful chat that we had with her. You can easily fall in love with Astrid with, like, from the moment that you finish watching the show. She was such a sweetheart. Like, you can tell that someone has a really wonderful and warm heart just by the way that they're talking. We had such a blast. Please go watch her show with Astrid. She was an absolute gem to talk to. We're definitely going to have her again.
Yeah. She was awesome. She's doing outstanding work. She has, I definitely recommend checking it out. Fightful Select at 5 o'clock Eastern. It's really, really good. It was a great, we had fun. She's doing really good work. And I can't say enough good things about her. We had a good time. So, but yeah, we had a blast. So thank you, Astrid. And thank you for the time you gave us. So, but yeah. I don't have any jokes today, so I
because you knew that we're gonna be right on time at 1:30.
Yeah, 3:30. Yep, yeah. Or 4:30. Yeah, I just knew we would be over, so I just was like, "Yeah." So, I guess the biggest thing, guys, is again like our first Cooperfect, like earlier. Thank you so much for everything that you guys bring, like every week. We appreciate you guys so much, and it means the world to us. So thank you. And we really do hope you enjoy your WrestleMania weekend tonight at 6 o'clock. There will be a Ring of Honor pre-show on Fightful Select. I will be doing that along with Ryan from Mark Order Podcast and Mike Mike Indeed from basically Fightful Overbooked. And he does a show with Righteous Reg that you should check out if you haven't. And then I was asked just a little while ago if I would join Ryan for the Ring of Honor post show on Mark Order Podcast. So I will be on there tonight too, doing that.
Yay!
So, yeah. So I'll be doing that. So prediction shows tomorrow.
All over the place.
Yeah. So tomorrow, because of NXT, Stand and Deliver, we're going to try to figure out a time for this to work. So that will be determined, but I'll have a time and stuff tonight on Twitter at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. And, we'll have those times mapped out. The one for Stand and Deliver will be, I believe, at 10 a.m. Eastern, I want to say. I already forgot, but just I'll tweet it out later, and it'll be tweeted out on the Fightful account too, so I'll make sure to do that. But Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK, desperately trying to breathe. Thank you.
Yeah. You guys can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I just promoted our show already, but you know, every Friday I'm with Maggie right here on Fightful Overbook for Coexisting. And then at 5 o'clock, you can check us out on Fightful Select for Fightful Coexisting After Dark. Next week, we have Robert DeFelice from Fightful.com joining us. Gonna be good.
Can't wait.
And then we have some great guests for April, so those will be announced later on as time goes on. So
thank you guys for watching the show. Thank you for pulling through with my condition.
I'm getting a message here. When does that?
Yeah, David Busser's, damn it.
Thank you, Jim, for that expertise. That's my new sacrifice for now, because I just absolutely love it. And Dave and Buster's is a good place if you ever have fun, if you like to have fun.
Okay, bye. Peace.
There's a few. I mean, I I could play this.
Happy anniversary!
Yeah. What is this one?
As for this game right now, the Sounds are down 5-0. At First Tennessee Park, High Beach, Fox 17 News.
Oh, that's awesome. That's just... Yes. That's the guy drinking in the background.
I've never seen that before. Okay, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. So
okay, yes. Thank you guys so much again. And Rob?
I'm just seeing if there's anything else I can play.
Why?
I'm just bored. Okay, guys, that's it. Well, I can show a picture of Madcap Moss. There we go.
No, no.
With the titles. Thanks, Joel. All right, guys.
You can give them those titles after they don't mean anything anymore because you have new ones.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Okay. You guys enjoy WrestleMania weekend. We will see you guys later. Peace out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.